A recent study shows unusually warm temperatures in the Arctic and heavy rains in the tropics likely caused a worldwide increase in the greenhouse gas methane. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say methane increased in the last 2 years after a decade of near-zero growth. NOAA research chemist and methane expert Ed Dugokinski says that's significant because methane has far more potential than carbon dioxide to warm the planet.
Methane's a strong greenhouse gas. Its global warming potential over 100 years is 25 times that of CO2.
Dugokinski says the two potentially biggest contributors to methane release are biomass burning and emissions released from wetlands, including thawing permafrost. He says in the tropics, forest burning contributed to more methane, as did increased rain in the Amazon and Indonesia. Dugokinski says higher temperatures in the Arctic in 2007 also boosted methane gas releases, but he says that leveled off in 2008 when Arctic temperatures were more typical and methane levels did not increase.
You might expect that changing climate has the potential to dramatically increase methane and even CO2 emissions from carbon stored in permafrost and in hydrates in the Arctic, but this recovery in 2008 at the Arctic sampling site suggests that we've not seen activation of these climate feedbacks yet.
Scientists at the University of Alaska Fairbanks are monitoring the release of methane that comes when permafrost melts or frozen Arctic lakes thaw. They're concerned of a cycle developing. Methane released will add to warming, which will advance thawing and release more methane. Dugokinski says even though 2008 didn't have more Arctic methane released, scientists at NOAA say it is likely to happen.
Eventually, I think there are going to be increased emissions of methane from the Arctic due to release of these huge amounts of carbon that are stored in permafrost. We just don't think we're at that point yet.
Dugokinski says also of concern is the release of methane from gas hydrates in the Arctic. They're crystalline solids made of gas molecules like methane and water molecules. The NOAA researchers have been measuring methane levels since 1983. They take weekly air samples from 46 different locations around the globe. 7 sites are in the Arctic, including 3 in Alaska, in Barrow, Cold Bay, and Shemya Island.